Live from the GBB Newsroom, good Monday. I'm Ricky Bevington. The cleanup of chemicals released last week in a fire at a Milledgeville industrial park continues. And as GBB's Grant Blankenship reports, officials are advising caution for local anglers.
For now, you should think twice about eating the fish from Fishing Creek. That's the recommendation from Georgia's Environmental Protection Division following release last week of industrial chemicals from the Shimmer and Schwartz chemical factory into the stream that flows into the Oconee River in Milledgeville. The mix of mechanical lubricants and food additives resulted in a fish kill where the creek passes by a dairy farm and an elementary school. That was documented by the local paper, the Union Recorder. EPD says since then conditions in the creek have improved, but that an investigation into the fire and the spill continues. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
A company in Metro Atlanta has agreed to temporarily shut down its medical sterilization facility that emits a known carcinogen. A Newton County judge today signed off on a deal between the state and Becton Dickinson. The company will close its plant in Covington for 1 week starting Wednesday. The agreement also calls on the company to reduce emissions of ethylene oxide after it resumes operations on November 7th. The gas is used to sterilize medical equipment. More than 300,000 people could lose their voter registration in Georgia. The AJC is reporting state law allows the Secretary of State to purge inactive voters from voter rolls. If people don't respond in a letter, rather to a letter, informing them that they'll be purged, they'll be removed by December. 2 years ago, Georgia expunged more than 500,000 people from the voter registry, the largest purge in U.S. history. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.